Let me tell you what my new name is. Jawan Jennings. Trade me or pay me.
I am ready to go.
Now, back to Steinie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
We just had Matt Barrows of The Athletic.
Matt!
Talking about the San Francisco 49ers. And one of the things he said piqued my interest a little when you asked him about Jawan Jennings and whether he's hurt or whether this is a negotiating ploy or not. And he said, well, if Jennings is, you know, using this little calf strain as a negotiating ploy, that's smart. That's smart.
And I'll just ask you, because I didn't get a chance to ask Matt, and excited Steinie's the best Steinie. Jawan Jennings, trade me. Pay me or trade. I mean, can you break down what's smart about it? Why? I mean,
well,
or is he going to, like, what I don't like is you're lightweight lying or fedangling with the rules. Like, you're either, you want the bread and you're not going to practice, which he's not, or you're hurt. I don't, like, I'm just, I get smart, not risking it, but I guess I don't like the gray area to where the coach has got to tell the reporters, and he was right. Kyle told him, go ask him. Like, I don't think that's good unity.
I don't know whether this happened last year or 5 years ago, but to me, I put NFL players in a completely different boat than baseball players or basketball players when it comes to this kind of stuff. It is almost becoming routine that a player on the last year of his deal wants an extension because there are no guaranteed contracts in football.
But why did you beat up Ayuk then?
I don't think I beat up Ayuk.
I think it changed how you what you think of him, the way you, he went about his business. Like, it wasn't normalcy then. I felt like you were like, it was kind of punkish the way, I'm speaking for you, but it was kind of punkish the way that he went about it.
No, I mean, this is what these, like, do I like what Trent Williams did last year? No. But, like, I understand it, and it's come down the pike now a bunch for the 49er players. And to me, it seems obvious that, you know, if a guy thinks he's got a little juice and he's on the last year of his deal, I mean, this is where it comes down to, well, why do you think that's not? Because football's a ruthless sport. And I do believe these guys, first and foremost, they have to protect themselves. And I think that that supersedes in football being a great so-called teammate because you're willing to practice when you're not 100%. I don't know, to prove something to your teammates when you're really tempting fate with your football future. So I don't blame anybody for doing what they're doing. Doesn't mean I like it, but they got to do it.
So I could
Jenny's got to do it.
So I could be correct then with my assessment that you would, or any Niner fan out there, you would rather have this be contractual and nothing's really wrong with the calf.
Yeah, sure. I'd rather be in. Yeah.
And I guess I'm just perplexed that we don't know, you know, what it is.
Sounds like we know.
But do you get my premise? Like, why do we got to kind of guess? And what you said, what I agree
it's
with.
None of our business. It's none of our business. Whether he's negotiating a contract or he's got a tender hammy or calf.
I'm trying to rack my brain of when we saw this before and it was a problem. You know, so you don't call this drama then. I feel like it's baby drama, the fact that we don't know. And I love Matt for keeping it real. Kyle's explanation, and on you have to go ask him, opened up Pandora's box on, you know, I'm not trying to create anything. Like, Steinie, I don't know if it's his calf or this is control. He trying to get, hold out to get his money.
And I think
I just want to know.
Do you think the team knows? I do. Do you think Kyle knows? I do. I think they know the game that's being played. And
so what's the secret, I guess, for the outsiders like myself?
He's got a nagging calf, and he's not practicing until he gets a new contract.
So I would hope that the team is upstairs lynching Kyle.
Trying to get it figured out
so he can be out there with Pearsall making sweet music, if you care that this stuff matters, and I believe it does in camp, Steinie. Like, what's the holdup? If, you know, if it truly is about the numbers.
You know, Goo, whenever we have a negotiation, you always ask what the holdup is, and it's negotiation. Like, the 49ers aren't just going to fork over whatever he wants. So I don't know how much it matters if he misses Saturday or a week or two.
Well, I didn't expect him to play. I just want clarity in regard to, you know, if he truly is hurt. I mean, this is going to, you know, I would think impede progress in regard to a new contract on how serious he's hurt.
Well, that's why I don't think it's serious.
You're giving me the wink, wink, or Kyle's, they know, then there's nothing to be worried about, and I won't be worried. Because they're not worried because it's not a real legit calf issue.
Exactly. Right? We can put two and two together here.
Or it could be five.
What's five?
The answer. It might not be four. It could be five where he really truly has a calf issue.
I think he probably does. I think his calf's probably not 100%.
Okay.
But now that it's only 98%, why go out there and practice if you can get a new deal? Mm. The 650, and this is a great question. Steiny, do you have to use your leverage? You know what? I think you do in the NFL. I mean,
like, Ayuk did, and he caught a lot of strays from a lot of fans.
Right, but at the end of the day, look, like, that's why he got that deal. Or not why he got it, but that's, like, he got hurt. But he got paid beforehand. So, like, he took care of himself. He had to, and nobody likes to see an injury, but he did get paid. And that's, I think, the same thing that probably Juwan Jennings wants to protect against.
Yeah, and I'll say this to that, Steiny. If he truly is not hurt, then, and you know, Jennings is going to be your number one. I really believe he should be out there, you know, getting reps.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, like, after watching how other players have dealt with this, even if he's not hurt, guys have been rewarded when they've handled it like Juwan Jennings is handling it. I think the interesting thing with Jennings is, you know, he's pretty quiet guy. We don't hear a lot from him, doesn't get interviewed a ton. And I do think when a guy deals with it that way, you're right. We don't really know what's going on, but I still get the sense that it's not, I don't think the Niners are mad at him or exasperated with him.
I sense a little irritation when Kyle said, go ask him. No, we're asking you. You're the captain.
Yeah. I don't think this is anything out of the ordinary. Certainly not the last couple of years with the Niners. 888-957-9570 is the number. Juwan Jennings, anybody out there concerned? Or have we just gotten used to this kind of off-season stuff with the 49ers? Yeah. Coming up at 7 o'clock tonight, the Valkyries take on the Las Vegas Aces. And you can hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game and on the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Just download the app and search Valkyries. You can also watch the game on KPIX. Pregame starts at 6:30. Brought to you by the San Francisco Sheriff's Office. Your future begins here.
Bay Area, you know there's nothing better than watching a game with a cold, righteously brewed beer in hand. That's why I always roll with Laughing Monk Brewing.
Okay, yeah, I mean, the beer is fire. Why are you talking like that?
Locations in San Francisco, Sunnyvale, Scotts Valley. You can always count on top-notch craft beer, next-level food, and the best game day atmosphere in the Bay.
Hold up, bro. Like, are you doing a commercial right now?
Glad you asked, Jasky, because you can find Laughing Monk at the best bars and restaurants in the Bay or pick up a 4-pack at many fine retailers like Whole Foods, Gus's, and New Leaf Markets.
Dude, just pass the wings.
And we're back, live during a flex alert. Dialed in on the thermostat. Oh, we're pre-cooling before 4 p.m., folks.
And that's the end of the third. Time to set it back to 78 from 4 to 9 p.m.
Clutch move by the home team. What's the game plan from here on out?
Laundry?
Not today.
Dishwasher?
Sidelined.
What a performance by Team California. The power truly is ours.
During a flex alert, pre-cool, power down, and let's beat the heat together.
Comcast Business High Five Hotline. What's the state of your excitement?
I signed my business up for the 5-year price lock guarantee, and I can't stop high-fiving people. High five!
Okay, ooh, deep breath.
High five.
You're in a good place. You signed your business up for 5 years of gig speed internet and advanced security, all on our ultra-reliable network.
Gig speeds and advanced security? I'm so stoked!
Yep, and you get it at a great rate that's locked in for 5 years.
Woo!
The high five is just your body's way of saying, I'm winning.
So this is natural.
High-fiving everyone you see in a state of business savings enthusiasm? Totally natural.
Sweet! Thank you! Thank you! High five, everybody! High five!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee is back.
Yay!
But only for a limited time, so sign your business up today.
High five!
Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 9/21/25 for new customers with qualifying bundle. Current customers may be eligible depending on services and area. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Let's go!
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Texting terms at unlock.com/SMS. Privacy policy at unlock.com/privacy-policy. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Terms and conditions apply. For full details, see unlock.com/legal after portrayal.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just go to their website.
Text EQUITY to 865-865 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Pay off debt, improve your home, add to your retirement fund. It's up to you. Text EQUITY to 865-865. Text the word EQUITY to 865-865. Text EQUITY to 865-865 now.
Summer is here, and it's time to plan your style.